myself, I just can't carry on. And with the storm at its darkest came the words, I'll never leave you. You are love and my strength, be your own. It takes a storm now and then to remind me to depend, upon the Lord and to rest in His word. For in the wind and the rain I learned to call on His name, and I thank Him in my song. He sent the storm to make me strong. When my feet are stumbling and my hopes are crumbling, the Lord is there abiding. There is peace, there is calm in the midst of the storm. The Lord is there abiding. He is grace, He is power, He is strength for each hour. He is comfort and safety from all harm. There is joy in my soul, for the Lord has control, and beneath are the everlasting arms. It takes a storm now and then to remind me to depend, upon the Lord and to rest in His word. For in the wind and the rain I learned to call on His name, and I thank Him in my song. He sent the storms to make me strong. Yes, I thank Him in my song. He sent the storm to make me strong. He sent the storm to make
Couldn't have done it better myself. Amen. Thank you, ladies. Wonderful, wonderful. All right, take your Bibles and turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. I'm going to start kind of like a new series on Sunday nights. Been praying about it, what the Lord had me to do, and which direction. And it's easier for a preacher. I don't know about all preachers. For me, when I'm in a series or I have a subject, and like Revelation on Wednesday nights and others, rather than trying to come up with three totally separate messages, and so it helps. And then series helps you because if one day you don't get a message, you can say this is going to be a review. All right. I'm just seeing if you're awake tonight, all right? But anyway, what we're going to do tonight and the next few Sunday nights is God's given us a book, amen? And this book is wonderful. It's alive. It's an exceptionally book. There's no other book, the greatest book ever written, penned by man. That is the Bible. and it's filled with all kinds of stuff. It's filled with information about God, who God is, what God's like. But it's also filled with stories. And those stories involve human beings, right? Just like you and me. And sometimes we know, we can say, God is sufficient. If you believe God is sufficient, say amen. All right, we know that. We say, yeah, we know God. He has no problem being holy. He has no God. He had no problem on earth being kind, being just, never thinking about thought, because he's God. And sometimes we think, you know, that's God. You know, God can do anything he wants because God knows everything. God can do everything. But sometimes I believe God put in the Bible stories that contain about human beings. And you see some of them in different situations, in testing times, in hard times, in times that God used them, in times that they made mistakes. And I believe he put them in there for our examples, for us to follow, for us to pattern. Sometimes we say, yeah, I want to follow the Lord, but how do I do that sometimes? Well, even Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. And sometimes it's good to follow somebody or you know, somebody that's spiritual and has some insight. And God's put in my life some great men, some good examples, some heroes in my life. That I'm not following that man, but they help me and they sharpen me. I enjoyed working with Brother Stowe. And every time we would go and he would be teaching and training and help me a lot. And just the example that he was. And God's put in the Word of God examples for us to follow. And so we're going to be looking at some different people and the characteristics, I believe, that some of them that we say, God wants you to have a teachable spirit. Amen? I mean, if we harden our hearts and say, we know everything. No, we don't. But God wants us to be teachable. And who was the wisest man on earth? Solomon. And I believe Solomon, if we're not going to look at it tonight, but he said, I am but a child. He didn't say, well, I know everything. I think at the end, he kind of got off track at the end of his life and wrote Ecclesiastes, and we heard it from the men's recharge. He said, I hate life. Because he kind of got off track. His heart got turned away from the Lord. But at the first, he was saying, Lord, what did he ask for? He asked for an understanding heart that he may judge God's people. So we're going to look at some people in the Bible and their stories and see if we can pick the characteristics in their lives that we ought to do. And I think sometimes there's things that we should not do. So if you have found 1 Corinthians chapter 10, if you'll stand in reverence and love of God's Word, I want to read the first 13 verses this evening, and we'll get right into this message. Moreover, brethren, is he talking to the saved or lost? Saved. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea, and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual meat. And did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them. That rock was who?
Christ.
Christ. Amen. Christ is the rock. We ought to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5. But with many of them God was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our what? Examples. To the intent that we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. So God said, I'm giving you the Word of God and tell you some stories about some people, and they didn't do right, and God said, I was not well pleased. And it did not go well with them. What we've learned from history is that we don't learn from history, you know. We ought to be looking back and say, we ought to be looking forward to what the Lord wants us to do, but looking back and say, you know, sometimes we think, oh, no one understands what I'm going through. Really? First of all, God does. Then if you look in the Word of God, there's probably a principle or something that happened in the Word of God that we can identify with. But it says these were our examples. Verse 7, neither be ye idolaters. Well, preacher, what does that mean? As were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Well, what does that mean? Well, we can look and see where God says, hey, these guys were idolaters, so don't be like them. You know, if he just stopped and said, neither be ye idolaters. Okay, Lord, I'm not going to be idolaters. But he gave us an example. He said, these people did that. I don't want you to do that. And then in verse 8, neither let us commit fornication. Okay, well, I won't. As some of them committed and fell in one day, how many? 23,000. You think God was happy about that? No. Neither let us tempt Christ. Oh, I would never that. I never do that. I'm in church tonight, preacher. I believe the King James Bible. I got the right haircut. I would never tempt Christ. As some of them also tempted and were destroyed of the serpents. Neither murmur ye. Ever murmur? I know you may not say, God, what are you doing? Why is this happening? Well, you never say that with your mouth. But sometimes in our mind we're thinking, Lord, what are you doing? Why do I have to go through this? And we gripe and we complain. Neither murmur ye, as some of them also were murmured, and God blessed them and rewarded them. Is that what it says? And were destroyed of the destroyer. Verse 11. Now all these things happened unto them for what? In samples. Examples. These happened to them for examples, and they are written for our what? Admonition upon whom the ends of the world are come. Written for our instruction. I'm so glad God gave us the Bible. I'm glad He just didn't give us a few. Don't be idolaters. Don't tempt Christ. Don't be idolaters. Okay, I won't do that. No, we can see in the Bible those that did and what happened to them. Wherefore, well, preacher, I'm okay. I'm not going to do that. Well, read the next verse. Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. There hath no temptation. Then, well, I'm the only one. I'm the only one that's ever had this situation. You don't understand, Pastor. You don't understand because you've never been in that situation. So you can... No. I may not ever have been in your shoes, but somebody has. There hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But the next phrase, but God is what?
Faithful.
Amen. Amen. Who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Amen, amen, and amen. Hey, God said, hey, I'm not going to put more on you than you can handle because you can make it, you can handle it with my help. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before you tonight. Thank you so much for the Word of God. God, I pray that we might read your Bible daily. God, we might memorize it, we might study it. God, that we might look and follow you ultimately. God, we might know that you are the perfect example. But God, help us to look in the Word of God and read the stories and the accounts of men and women and children just like us, in the flesh, human beings that you created. God, and you tell their stories, not just to take up space. But God, you said this happened unto them for samples, examples for us. Help us tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. God doesn't have any problems, that's true. But God was tempted in like manner as we are, the Bible says, yet without sin. Talking about Jesus Christ here on earth, you think about it, he was grieved. And I believe God does grieve. He endured physical pain, more physical pain than any human beings allowed. I mean, most of them did not live through the Roman scourging. Jesus had 39 stripes with that cat of nine tails, crown of thorns, plucked his beard out, hung him on a cross. And that was, most they died of pain and suffocation because when you slumped, you can't get air in your lungs. When you pulled up, it put pain on the nails in your thing, and just it was an excruciating, painful way to die. Jesus went through that. How about being betrayed? One of his own sold him out for 30 pieces of silver, kissed the door of heaven, and went to hell. He was misunderstood. He was plotted against. But he was God. He was Almighty God. And you say, well, you know, he's God. He didn't have a problem with that. Okay, I understand that. But now we, that's why I think God put in human beings. Flesh and blood, just like you and me. No superhumans. We look at sometimes the apostles and the things. We say, man, he must be a superhuman. They're not superhuman. They were people just like us in a body that they had to overcome. But they had to have faith in God. They had to have obedience. They had to have surrender. They had to have their place, their faith, and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, which we must do today. But yet we can look at them. And we can find examples in the Word of God. We can find, and number one, I see that sometimes God is not well pleased. But aren't you glad God puts it in there? I'm glad God doesn't say, I mean, we just go along our way and we mess up and God slaps us on the side and said, don't ever do that again. He doesn't do that. He warns us. He tells us. He said, neither be ye idolaters. Don't do that. He said, neither let us commit fornication, neither let us tempt Christ, neither murmur ye. And I'm telling you, don't do that, and I'm going to give you examples of those that do, because when God's not well pleased, well, do we really need to follow the Bible? Absolutely. I want to be blessed. I think you want to be blessed. I think that's why you're back in a church on Sunday night. You're not just trying to get your hour in, put your time in. I really do think you come because you want to hear from the Lord. And I hope you do. But when we look in the Word of God and we find out some things that God's not well pleased with, we ought to say, you know, by God's grace, I don't want to do that. By God's grace, I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to tempt Christ. I don't want to be an idolater. I don't want to commit fornication. I don't want to murmur. I want to follow God's example. And so, and we sang... trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, following Christ. But sometimes it's good when you find someone else that's following Christ and say, you know, two are better than one. And a threefold cord is not easily broken. And when we get together and we serve God as a family and as a church family, because all of us go through all kinds of things, folks. There's not anybody that, hey, I'm great, I got enough money, my health, and no problem with the in-laws and the outlaws and the children and the dogs. No, no problems. If you don't have any problems, talk to me and I'll give you some of mine, amen? All of us. You got problems, I got problems. And we don't always say, pray for this because I got problems here, I got problems there. But it is a burden upon your heart. It is a weight. But there hath no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful. But he put it in there. He said, now all these things happened to them for in samples. So we're going to look at several people. They were human beings. They made mistakes. But many of them God used. And if God can use them, then God can use us. They were human beings. Were you? There wasn't no special group of people. I'm going to bless this group more than this group. No, the Bible specifically says God is no respecter of persons. God doesn't say if you're white, if you're black, if you're Chinese, if you're Russian, I'll bless you more than somebody else. No, God is no respecter of persons. And God will bless us and help us. But he gave us some examples. And we're going to look at them and see what they did and how they overcome it, because I think it reminds us that they are human, but if they can make it, we can make it. Amen? My brother said, hey, John, there's a great motivational speaker. He's supposed to be one of the greatest motivational speakers there is. We ought to go see him. I mean, he just does a great job. He motivates people. And I didn't get much information, but he said, well, the reason he was born with no hands and no legs. And his spiel is, if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do it without any hands or feet, you can do it. And you know, if those in the Bible can make it, we can make it. We can make it. Oh, well, this world is so corrupt, so evil. God destroyed the earth and the world and everybody in it in Noah's day. There is violence today. There is violence. But God destroyed the world during Noah's day because of the violence and the wickedness and the corruption. Don't think we're the only ones that have wicked... No, 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 no. There's nothing new under the sun, folks. And if they can make it, we can do it. Our attitude ought to be, I can't, but God can. So we're going to look at some of these tonight. And if you were to say, man, I want an example. I want someone to follow. Let's say you were a basketball player and you want to be the greatest basketball player ever. Who would you study? Michael Jordan. Amen? For us older folks, we know MJ was one of the best basketball players ever. You know, anyway. But we would look at his life only for basketball. Am I going to wear an earring like Michael Jordan? Absolutely not. Am I going to have morals like him? Absolutely not. But I wish I could dunk a basketball like him. Amen? But you look at him, and they have faults and failures and just all kinds of things, but you say, I want to study him for that characteristic. How about finances? Who would you follow? Bill Gates? Well, he doesn't give advice. Who gives advice? Does he give advice? Okay. Down to our level, all right? David Ramsey? You know, you call in and ask David Ramsey questions. You say, oh man, I don't think I could ever be debt free. I don't think I could ever get my house paid for. Well, listen to David Ramsey every now and then. Because he'll have somebody on there and he'll say, how much was your debt? And how much did you pay off? All right, on the count of three, you're going to yell. And what are they? I think they yell, what? I'm debt free? I'm debt free! Oh, no, that can't happen. No, you follow the example. It's a good setup. You do good with your money, and guess what? It can happen. But good examples. How about the best third baseman ever that played for the Kansas City Royals? Left-handed. Who? George Brett, right? Some of you act like, is that what you said, Lori? George Brett? Yeah. You can tell of us, those of us that are close to 50, amen. Younger kids are going, what? Because the Royals, just commercial here, Royals standings are like 155 and lost 100 and something. So, you know, you didn't have to follow them. Anyway, that's beyond the point. But anyway, to follow somebody and say, you know, that's my example. But that's what we should do. We should follow the Lord. But, and I want to encourage you, you can be. Every single one of you that are here tonight, raise your hand. Your right hand? Your left hand? Some of you are going, all right. If you raised your hand, you're an example. My son's still raising his hand. That's a bad example. No. All of you are an example. I ain't an example. Yeah, you are. These teenagers down here are an example. Everyone on this side, the middle, this side. Somebody's watching you. Somebody's listening to what you say. They may not come up and say, hey, I've been watching you. I've been listening to you. But if you're in life, you are an example. A good example or a bad example? You influence somebody. There's a thing that says your talk talks and your walk talks, but your walk talks more than your talk talks. You can do a lot of talking, but if you don't back it up, well, I think you need to be in church. I think you need to follow the Lord. I think you need to be passionate about the Lord. Are we? Had a guy in a meeting stand up and say, I'm the treasurer of the youth camp. I think it's a good idea that everybody support the youth camp. I encourage you to do so. I think you ought to do that. And sit down. And I'm like, that guy's never given to the youth camp. And I'm like, oh, because he said it. Let's do it. I'm like, that don't make sense. That don't make sense. If you're going to say something, back it up. And I know we all make mistakes and we're all sinners. But our talk is cheap. And if you're going to talk the talk, hey, and I know the teenagers and kids, You really can't bluff them. I mean, my kids, I try to tease around with them, and they go, oh, yeah, right, Dad. Yeah, right, Dad. Yeah, they know. They know. But you and I need to be good examples. We need to be, for those that we know that are watching, but those that are, that you'll never know who's watching. In fact, look at 1 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 12. Or 1 Timothy, I'm sorry. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 12. The Bible says, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. In word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Every single one of us ought to strive to be an example in those areas. That takes a conscious doing. I need to be an example in word. What I say. Go to Proverbs chapter 14 real quick. Proverbs chapter 14. Look at verse number 23. Proverbs chapter 14 here. In verse number 23. The Bible says, in all labor there is profit, but the talk of lips tendeth only to penury. Someone that just talks, never backs it up. It only tends to poverty. Look in chapter 7, Proverbs 17, verse number 27. Proverbs 17, verse number 27. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed as a man of understanding. You know, some people, they talk, oh, I think you ought to do this, I think you ought to do this, I think you ought to do this. Like that man, he said it, but he wasn't an example. Should have said, now, how much have you given? What's your record? Well, I don't, but I think all of the rest of you should. Terrible example. And so, words, back up your words. Be an example of your words. Then he says, be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, manner of life. Manner of life. In charity. Charity. What's that? That's love. That's giving. I love. Should we love everyone? Absolutely. Should we love our family? Should we love the Lord? Yes. That's hard to do. Love covereth a multitude of sins. Be an example of purity, in charity, in spirit. In spirit, this is a big one for the saved. We're not out there, and we're not whoremonger, we're not abortionists, we believe there. But sometimes our spirit, sometimes we can portray a spirit of negative, uncooperation. I don't care what happens, No, we need to guard our spirit. Bible says that if you can't take care of your spirit, it's like a city without walls. And in Bible days, if you didn't have walls around your city, you were very, very vulnerable. You could be attacked, and that's what protected you, the walls. So be careful. Be an example of the believers in spirit. And then in faith. Step out by faith. Hey, I have faith in God. I don't have faith in me. I don't have faith in my doings. But hey, I absolutely have faith in God. And if we step out and believe that God's going to do something. You know, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Well, preacher, I'll do it when I see it. That's not faith. Well, you know, I'm just going to wait for it to happen and then I'll step out by faith. No. We heard about it yesterday at Jordan River. The water did not cross till what? They step back and say, all right, part the waters. It happened when the priests put their feet in the water. You think their shoe got wet? I don't. I think it got about right here. But God parted it when he saw their obedience, when their act of faith. Then it says impurity. Well, that's a big one. There's a lot of things that this world says, no, nothing wrong, can dirty our minds, what we look at, what we see, what we hear. And you don't have to go looking for it, folks. Satan will put it in front of your face. He'll put it in front of your eyes. And if you see something, that's not sin. I mean, but to sit there and continue to look at it and let that thought take root, that's not purity. We're going to have to fight more and more and more and more. I don't care where you are. I don't care if it's just calling something or being in a restaurant and the TVs and things like that. You are going to see things that you should not see. And you must fight and say, I'm going to keep myself pure. I'm going to keep my mind pure. How do you filter your mind? Keep pouring this in. Amen. Pouring this in. Sometimes a glass, I see a glass and or my plate or my bowl, and I'll stick it under the water, let the water run through that, and after a while, it looks pretty clean. You just filter your mind and your eyes and your ears with this word. Just keep filling and filtering and filtering. That'll keep you pure. So be thou an example. So an example, I looked it up and it says a pattern, a copy, a model. That which proposed to be imitated. A pattern in morals or manners, a copy or model. And so God is our example, our model. But God put it in there in 1 Corinthians. These things happen unto these people. Why? For examples. Examples. For us to follow. If they're going right, hey, let's do that. Joseph and Mary, a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph. Joseph, I don't understand. She's got to be with child with some other man. She must be immoral. She must be unfaithful. And the angel said, no, she's not. She's with child with the Holy Ghost. And we look at that and we say, oh, no big deal. Really? He was engaged, betrothed to the love of his life. And to find out that she's with child, and then once, hey, this is a miracle, this is supernatural, she's with child of the Holy Ghost, and Joseph's supposed to believe that? Folks, he was a man just like us. But God knew. God didn't make him, but God knew aforetime that Joseph would say, yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'll take unto her, I'll be her husband, and knew her not till she brought forth her firstborn son. God doesn't make us do certain things, but God put in the Bible those that he knew. Job, hey, that's a just and an upright man. He excuses evil. He'll do right. God knew that when he withdrew that hedge, that Job wouldn't defy God and blaspheme God. God already knew that, but God didn't make Job do that. And then he knew if he touched his body and filled him with boils that he wouldn't blaspheme God and curse and do all that. God already knew that, but he didn't make him do it. So there's some wonderful, wonderful examples given to us in the Word of God. And we're going to look at those. But to finish this up, just want to give you 700 things. These will go quickly, all right? 300? Okay, I'll just give you 300 tonight. You guys are in good shape because we're only going to do 300. So you need to thank Joseph when you leave tonight, all right? No, the greatest book ever written. What's the longest chapter in the Bible? What is almost every verse have something about? The Bible. Greatest book ever written. God put some examples in there, some stories in there, some patterns in there. And not just on Sunday nights. We do that all the time. I mean, the Bible, we heard messages yesterday. Joshua and the people. and Brother Davison talked about Solomon and others. And they're all in the Bible. And if we read the Bible and study and say, you know, mark that. Hey, I want to do that. That's a bad thing. That caused God's displeasure. I don't want to do that. But the Bible is, Patrick Henry says, the Bible is worth all other books which have ever been printed. Someone said, God is not impressed by how much of the Bible you know. He's impressed with how much of the Bible you live. James chapter 1 and verse 22, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So, obeying the Bible leads to blessings upon your life. Man, you do what God says. You have faith in God. Like the hall of faith. Hey, they subdued kingdoms. I mean, you read that. What the blessings were was some men that said, hey, I'm going to trust the Lord. David as a teenager, hey, Goliath, you're coming to me. And I don't care if you're big. I don't care if you're ugly. I don't care if you're tough, if you're a giant. Hey, I have God on my side and you don't. So I'm going to feed your carcass to the birds because of God. That was faith. That was courage. And Joshua, be of good courage. Hey, go and possess the land. 10 of them. Oh, no, we can't do that. Oh, no. I know God says give it, but you ought to see the people. You ought to see the circumstances. No, we can't do that. No, we don't want to be like that. We want to be like Joshua and Caleb. Let's go. God's with us. God promises. This is what God says. Hey, let's go. Let's go and possess the land that God has for us. That's who we ought to follow. So obeying God's word leads to blessings. Memorizing God's word will keep us from sin. Psalms 119:11, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against God. Studying the Bible will allow us to behold some great things. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing. Rightly dividing. There's some religions that have taken a few verses out of context and built a religion on it. Be careful. Be careful. Need to look at the context. Read the context. And find out what God has said. There's 9 scriptures that remotely add baptism to salvation. But that's not what he was talking about. But you see hundreds of scriptures that says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Nowhere in the Romans road. Nowhere. Tells you, believe and be baptized. Well, accept Christ and be baptized. No, it doesn't do that. But yet you got the Church of Christ and others that say you've got to be baptized. You cannot go to heaven without being baptized. That's not biblical, folks. That's not biblical. You got to rightly divide the Word of God. Don't take one scripture over here and one scripture over here and say, yeah, let's do this. No. Look at it, study it, compare scripture with scripture. That's the way we learn. Of course, changing the Bible brings severe and eternal judgments. Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. This word settled. You don't have to change it. I'm amazed at our school reunion. BTS. Guy got up and started reading out of another version. And I'm like, huh? I thought we were Bible believers. That's sad. I mean, they used to stand firm on the Word of God. They used to have, I remember hearing Al Lacey at Wichita Baptist Tabernacle when he had the dummy, not his wife. The he was a ventriloquist. Any of you got to go with him? Clyde Hyde? Yeah. But Brother Al Lacey is a known King James Bible defender. I mean, you don't argue with him. I mean, he knows. I'm saying if they would have somebody like that, and then for someone from the school to stand up and start reading out of another version, disappointing. Number 5, following the Bible will keep you on the right path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my what? Your life, you're on a path. How are you going to know where to go? Well, I'll follow my heart. Better not do that. Well, I'll follow, I went to the library and saw this life, that things made easy. I think it says by idiots, computer by idiots or whatever. This is simple. You better follow the Word of God. Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Last, loving the Bible will provide great peace and keep us from being offended. We heard a message on this last night. We'll look at this and be done. Look at Psalms 119, 165. Psalm 119, 165. The Bible says, well, let's just start in verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause. Does that happen to anybody? Oh, well, I was doing right, preacher. I'm trying to do what is right, and I'm persecuted. I'm misunderstood. I'm betrayed. I don't understand. Like you're the only one? Happens all the time. This psalmist says, princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in all of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth a great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but thy law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. He finds time and occasion seven times a day to praise the Lord. Then this verse, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Nothing shall be a stumbling block to say, you know, I'm not going to serve the Lord anymore. I'm quitting. I'm retreating. This isn't worth it. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. It's all connected to this. This. Those that are good examples place their faith and trust in the Lord. The lady that spent everything she had on physicians and was nothing better, she had to get to the Lord. She went and just touched the hem of His garment, and she was made whole. Why? Because she knew everything else. I've spent all my money on everything else, and I'm nothing better. But if I could go I don't even have to talk to Jesus. All I have to do is get close enough to touch Him. She believed that. She trusted that. And I think God said, thy faith hath made thee whole. Amen. What a wonderful example. Well, I still think if I had more money, I still think if I had a better job, I still think if this and this were to fall in place, I would be okay. None of that's going to do any good, folks. Place your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to be looking at this, but I encourage you on your own. When you read your Bible, I like that. Hey, I want to be blessed. I want to be used. I want God to use me like this, but how did this person, why was this guy used of the Lord? Because most of the time, they obeyed the voice of the Lord. Why did Judas die and go to hell? Money. And I'm gonna betray the Lord for 30 pieces of silver. I wonder how much many people money is going to keep them from going to heaven. I got everything I need. I'm a man that can be bought. But Judas, I guarantee you, sinking in hell. Why in the world did I do that? I was so close to Jesus, the answer to all the problems. Kissed Him on the cheek, died and went to hell. You can be close. You can be around the Bible. You can have a Bible. But unless you decide, you know, I'm going to read it, study it, and obey it, be ye doers of the Word and not hearers only. Dear Heavenly Father, God, I come before You tonight. Dear Father, I thank You for the Word of God that You've given us. God, I thank You so much for the examples that You've given us. God, 1 Corinthians said, all these things happened unto them for and samples. God, I pray that we might study Your Bible. We might read Your Bible. God, we might dig deep. And God, when we find something and when we read daily and find Your blessings, God, that we might write that down. Say, I want Your blessings. When we find out that You were not well pleased and You withdrew Your blessings, God, I help us pray that we might take note and God, determine in our heart, I don't want to be that. I don't want to go down that path. But God, we might allow the Bible to be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Bless this invitation in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand tonight? I don't know how the Lord has spoken in your heart, but maybe you just need to come and make a recommitment. Say, God, I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to get my nose in the Bible. I'm going to do what I can to follow God's Word. Whatever the need is, I challenge you to come tonight and do business with the Lord. And maybe it's nothing about this message, but man, I want to do what God would have me to do. Even before the piano plays, I encourage you to come. Just do business with the Lord tonight.
Sweetly, Lord, we have heard thee calling.
Come tonight.
Come, follow me. And we see
obedience
where
to God's word is the
falling.
Only way.
Lead
the only way to receive
to
God's
thee.
Blessings. Well, I'll wait to see. No, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. God blesses faith. The just shall live by faith.
Of Jesus
come tonight.
They go. Though they lead o'er the cold, dark mountains, seeking his sheep. Or along by Siloam's fountains, helping the weak. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow.
Come tonight.
We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er they go. If they lead through the temple holy, preaching the word.
How much Bible do we quote back to the Lord? Oh yeah, come do this. Satan tempts us. How many times do we say, but God said?
The Lord.
How did Jesus fight temptation?
Prince
as it
Jesus
is written.
That make
the old
the
devil, the tempter, came to him.
Glow.
Oh, just do this. Just change that the stones into bread. Just fall down and worship me.
Jesus,
as it is written.
They go.
I quote you a scripture, Satan.
Then
see, after those three times, Satan fled.
On high, he sees
Jesus got the victory.
Our journey done. We will rest where the steps of Jesus end at his throne. Footprints of Jesus that make the pathway glow. We will follow the steps of Jesus where'er
maybe seated quietly
go.
While these are still here at the altar. I'm looking forward to that. So after the baptismal service, security team, please come right down here. Brother Glory meet with you. And then right after that, please, trustees, meet me in my office for a meeting really quick. And looking forward to this week Wednesday night, and looking forward to this Sunday. Please take some flyers. Please hand them out. Please invite people to come, and we'll look forward to that. You didn't mark anything? So Carly is saved, right? You know you're saved? Her birthday's in January, by the way. So, you've been saved? Saved Christ your Savior? Okay. All in favor of receiving Carly into our church by scriptural baptism, let it be known by hearty amen.
Amen.
All opposed? All right. Praise the Lord. All right. Brother Kevin, come on up. And Brother Kevin's going to lead you in some songs while we get ready for baptism.
All right, turn to page 404, When the Battle's Over. cross, a follower of the Lamb. And shall I fear to own his cause, or blush to speak his name? And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Wear a crown, wear a crown, wear a bright and shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. All right, anybody have a favorite? Okay, we'll do 411. Hold the fort. 411. My comrades, see the signal waving in the sky. Reinforcements now appearing, victory is nigh. Hold the fort, for I am coming. Jesus' signal still waves. Josiah, 145, it is well with my soul. When peace like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea billows roll, whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say,
Brother Kevin. All right. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And as we see these, those have gotten saved, take this next step of obedience. And so let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we come before you. Thank you for tonight, dear Father, and thank you for these that have known you and accepted you as their personal Savior. God, I pray that you might bless them as they take this next step of obedience. God, that you might help them to walk in newness of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Wolf, if you want to get those lights back there. Yep, all right. Okay, this is Darius, and you got saved at camp, right? Mm-hmm.
It was on Wednesday night service.
Wednesday night, okay. All right. Upon your public profession of faith and in complete obedience to his word, I do baptize thee, my brother, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death. Raise the walk. Go all the way down. I'm out. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Yeah. All right. Raised to walk in newness of life. All right. All right, Carly. You know you're saved? Why don't you step on that step right there? Step up. There you go. All right. Upon your public profession of faith, I do baptize thee, my sister, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death. Raised to walk in newness of life. You're Allison, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is Allison. Come on down.
Yeah.
You're in. Okay. You know you're saved, right? Okay. Upon your public profession of faith and in complete obedience to his word, I baptize thee, my sister, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death. Ready? Raised to walk in newness of life. This is Sherry, right?
Yeah.
You got saved Thursday? Friday? Friday? Okay.
Cool.
You're calling? Come on. Upon your public profession of faith, I do baptize thee, my sister, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, buried in the likeness of his death. Amen. All right, let's all stand. And amen. Praise the Lord. It's great to use the baptistry and see people saved. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. And then security team, if you'll come down right here where Sunday is. And then trustees, if you won't leave, we'll have a meeting to follow. So, all right, well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. And Brother Mork, will you dismiss us in prayer, please, sir?